We're at the halfway point, so we are, Paul, of this Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally. Stage 10 for the leaders has been completed, and Chris Meek has once again gone fastest here in the second run round, Drumhalla. It's his eighth fastest time off this event, completing the 3.9 kilometres in bone-dry sunny conditions in 7 minutes 2.3 seconds. He was some 8.2 seconds quicker on the second run round compared to the first, and that now means he has increased his advantage over Callum Devine to 17.4 seconds in the overall standings. Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, who of course are looking for four Donegal wins in a row, they were just 2 seconds slower than the time of Meek. Callum says going into service, they're going to have to look at the setup to see if they can find where they can get an extra bit of time out of 7 minutes 4.3 for Callum Devine there. That was the third fastest time, because the second fastest time of the afternoon on Drumhalla went to Josh McAuley in the Ford Fiesta, 7 minutes 3.8 for Josh McAuley, who says he's happy enough, and he sits 17 seconds adrift there of Callum Devine and 34.4 behind me. As for the rest of them, there's a bit of damage to Philip Allen's Yaris. He had an altercation with the hedge at some stage along the way today. 7 minutes 4.7 for Allen. That's a very impressive time, the fourth fastest time in Drumhalla, and he sits fourth overall. Outside of that, Chris Meek, 7 minutes 8.4. Josh Moffat stays in fifth. He's 8.2 behind Allen. Then Eddie Doherty is 16.7 behind Josh in sixth. Cahan McCourt is 2.2 behind Eddie. And then in the battle for ninth, Michael Boyle, he done 7.15.3. Marian Evans, 7.15.8. 0.2 of a second between those two over nearly 14 kilometres of Drumhalla. And that means in the battle for eighth, Boyle is just ahead of Marian Evans by 0.6 of a second. But at the head of the field, Chris Meek is still the man to beat. 8 fastest times out of 10 in this Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally. He leads Callum Devine by 17.4 seconds. Josh McAuley in a Fiesta is a further 17 adrift. It's the Yaris, the Skoda, followed by the Ford. But it's the Yaris of Meek that continues to dominate this event. What we'll do is get all these times together. We'll look at the modified, we'll look at the historics and all the rest of the field. We'll be back to you with a wrap-up after 3 o'clock.